Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? I'm Lily Marston here with Jesse Smiles, and this is episode 181.
And spooky season has begun. I was really frustrated when I realized that the first Monday that I thought was going to be like an October Monday is actually the last day of September, and that just pissed me off.
I was going to say, she had like texted me. She's like, by the way, I'm wearing my first Halloween shirt today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, I don't think it's going to be October.
Doesn't matter.
When this goes up.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, maybe it will. But yeah, what's yours?
Mine is a little howdy shirt with some ghosts. It's kind of like giving that like disco girl, you know, the little stars, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Halloween-y. You know, my older one, just wanted to start off nice and easy. We, if you don't know, are going to have a Halloween theme shirt every Monday, and then every Friday from now until the end of October we are going to be dressing up in costume. I received all of my costumes and they are all horrible and I'm stressed.
I ordered my second one last night and it will be here today, I think. Did I press order? Do you ever do that where you put everything in your cart and then you forget to?
Yes, I do.
I might have done that, but I still have time. I have the other one. I already showed you the one that came. Very excited about that one. Then we haven't figured out our joint costume.
Oh, I figured out mine part of it. We just need to figure out yours.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about this offline. I still have one more slot to fill though. So you guys, if you have suggestions for me, please submit the comments below.
I'm really nervous. It's mostly the wigs, guys. And I ordered separate wigs because, you know, the ones that come with them are trash. But my God, they are horrible.
I mean, wigs in general are often trash.
No, they're so bad. Oh, my God. One of them is like embarrassing. But I'm going to wear it and I'm going to be a team player.
Well, good luck.
They're so itchy and synthetic and shitty, but whatever.
Anyway, shall we begin?
I'm
so tired. Last episode was a fucking journey. I had more updates I just couldn't even include because I kept looking at the clock and it was getting later and later. And I was like, I don't have time. I have to cut them. And I don't think it ever would have gotten to be at a point where it felt complete. So,
yeah, I think it was pretty justified to call her the woman that's terrorizing Utah because that's quite literally what she does. If you haven't checked out our Bree Powers episode, I don't even know if I want you to because...
I'm like, I don't know if I want to put you through that. It is a journey and it was almost 2 hours long.
Well, anyway, today we have a bit more of a lighthearted, second topic's definitely going to piss us off, but the first topic is absolutely classic, lighthearted, reminds me of the Willy Wonka experience with the unknown.
I was going to say, a lot of people have said it's the Wonka experience part two.
Nothing will ever be that, I have to say. Like that, remember the bartender's face? I just, you know, there were so many elements of it that were good.
Although there are some comparable qualities to this one that I'm very excited to point out.
Well, so what we're talking about is the Bridgerton experience, if you will. If you could call it that. A bunch of people dressed up as Bridgerton in a room, basically.
Okay, well, so first of all, I don't watch Bridgerton.
Me neither,
never seen
sorry.
An episode before. By the way, I never pointed out my shirt. It's not very exciting.
Is it a Halloween one?
Yeah, it says never better, and then it's a skeleton in a coffin giving a thumbs up.
Cute, love that.
I'm a little upset because I had one that was even more appropriate, but the text and everything I didn't realize was on the back and not the front, so you wouldn't
just wear it backwards.
See it. Anyway, sorry, back to Bridgerton. I've never seen it before.
I have never seen it either. My mom is a huge fan. Well, okay, that's a lie. She did show me the first ever episode, and when I tell you, I did not like it. Like, I was literally like, what on earth is happening?
I'm not a big period piece girly.
Basically, I just find it a little bit boring. I'm sorry if you're a Bridgerton girly, more power to you. I admittedly have not given it enough of a try to be able to say one way or another. I just didn't really like the first episode. Anyway, not important.
I wasn't aware it had such like a cult following.
No, I was. Yeah. I mean, my mom was one of them. And I did know that they had these Bridgerton experiences, which looked like basically a reenactment of what you see. Those like events in the movie. I don't know really what they're called, but they're like these balls and they're very extravagant and people are dressed really beautifully. And so Bridgerton, like literally this is sponsored by Netflix and Shonda Rhimes, I think. They do them and like tour, and their tickets are consistently $39 a person, which is super reasonable, and they pop up all over the country.
I didn't know that they had it's basically like themed parties, themed events.
It makes you feel like you're transported and you're a part of the whole Bridgerton thing, and that's what is appealing to people, obviously, because it's one thing
experience.
To like dress up as them, but you're not really gonna feel like you're in the Bridgerton experience just because you're around a bunch of people dressed as it. You need to like have the ambiance, you know, which brings
like the
us
entertainment
to...
reflects the theme as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, literally otherwise you're just at like a weird prom.
Like, at least it's supposed to.
So we're here today because something went down in Detroit and it was not good. And basically it was an event planner by the name of, oh God, how do you say that? All these planners, I mean, they're always confusing.
Chelsea Beard.
Okay, I was looking at her username. Sedame? Ketame. Anyway, Her name's Chelsea. And she's an event planner in Detroit. And she had a bright idea and was like, you know what? I don't know if they, like the Netflix one, didn't come to Detroit or what the deal is. But she had the idea of like, I will bring it to Detroit, which in itself is not an issue.
No, sounds great.
Their tickets, however, are noticeably way more fucking expensive. They're from $100 to $150 if you want to attend. Now, when I saw this, wasn't immediately alarmed. I think that I thought what probably a lot of the people who bought the tickets thought, which is like, okay, this is like an independent thing. They don't have Netflix money. They need to like have a lot of funding to be able to build such an extravagant event. I mean, it kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah, I guess I think... I don't know. I feel like I think of that being a normal price for like when there's like charity balls. But that's also because a lot of the money goes back to charity. I don't know. I feel like you'd have to like Bridgerton a lot to spend that much money.
Yeah. But again, like people pay that for concerts and things. And imagine you love a show so much and you have the opportunity to feel like you're in the show. Like it does. I don't know. I feel like that's not a bad experience to spend money on.
No, but I guess I'm curious because I remember the Wonka experience. The advertising was not exactly the most reassuring. And I'm wondering, what did people see that they were like, $150?
Yes, sure. I do have something from something called Raw Detroit on Instagram, which upon looking at their page is just like things to do in Detroit. And like, it's just a page that people follow to see cool, fun things happening. So they did get featured on there. They showed the location as being Castle Hall, which like upon looking at that, it's just gorgeous. I mean, can you imagine showing up to a literal fucking castle? And like inside is beautiful as well. This is the video that they showed where it's the castle and the whole venue is just gorgeous.
Okay. Looks very fancy.
And I mean, if I saw this, I would definitely be hopeful. This is not like the Wonka experience where it was like a blank warehouse that they had nothing to work with. You know what I mean?
And yeah, I was going to say, they aren't starting from complete scratch.
No, this place is gorgeous.
Okay, room's pretty empty.
Yes. The ballroom's a little empty, but I mean, that's to be expected.
Yeah, I guess the thing is though, like this, what they're showing isn't that's Bridgerton like a bar. Themed. So maybe they're spending all of the money on the location.
I mean, I would imagine it's expensive as fuck to get that ballroom. Yeah, I don't know. But they got Rod Detroit to post this. And obviously, I'm sure they worked with other people on Facebook groups or whatever and got the word out. And people were excited.
And it says, get ready for a Bridgerton themed experience in downtown Detroit on August 25th. The historic Castle Hall and Beacon Park will host a magical evening at the Queen's Ball. Enjoy dinner, dancing, professional photos, and more inside this four-story castle. Tickets and details available at uncleandme.com.
Interesting. Everything seemed like it was going to be perfectly fine. Now, I will say, we'll get into it in a little bit, but she had an event in June, I believe, that was this like tea party thing that she did, which wasn't Bridgerton themed, I don't think. And that was also a fucking disaster. So I'm assuming the people that went didn't know her history as an event planner. They just heard about it through one of these pages or Facebook or you know how that happens. So people went all out. They had the big costumes, you know, the puffy dresses. This lady even had this wig that, coming from someone who is trying to get a similar wig for Halloween, not easy. That took a lot of work. Just say,
yeah, no, well, that's the thing, is this is like a theme that isn't like something you half-ass.
no, you go all out, and that's why people were so excited. But then some concerning things start happening. So there was an email that was sent on August 22nd at almost 11 p.m to reschedule the event,
which was August 25th. So less than 3 days.
And this person, AngelEyes16 on Instagram, said, I'm so thoroughly frustrated. My family and I bought the royal family 8 tickets to this event. Holy shit. I have some huge concerns with this event as a whole and the lack of professionalism from this company. I want to have faith in this company because it's Black owned, but my experience this far has left much to be desired. I have sent several emails and DMs with no response since well before this incident. It's upsetting that they are only making us aware 2 days before this event. And this email went out almost 11 p.m. where people are most likely not to see it, us posting on YouTube. I have other concerns as well, but all I can do for now is stay alert and keep track of their posts and hope that in a month from now, instead of making another disappointing post, I will be making a mini vlog of how great everything was. We shall wait and see.
A month from now? Oh, so did they reschedule it for a month?
Oh my God, did they? Hold on, let me see. Oh my God. Sorry, I just got a glimpse of this email. Dearest gentle reader.
What the fuck is that?
Probably a Bridgerton thing, maybe. I don't know.
Oh my god.
We hope this message finds you in splendid spirits as we await the momentous occasion of our British...
it's hard to read in the British accent.
Await the momentous occasion of our Bridgerton-themed ball. Your enthusiasm in procuring tickets warms our hearts, and we can hardly contain our excitement to... I sound like a witch. Okay, to celebrate with you. However, we must convey some rather unforeseen news that is regrettably beyond our control due to circumstances that have arisen with great suddenness. We find ourselves in the position of needing to reschedule our delightful affair to a later date.
This is giving ChatGPT, can you write that but in Bridgerton theme?
And like, what does that mean? Like, unexpected suddenness. Thank you for the vague fucking explanation that does not.
Yeah, so what happened, bitch?
As you may already know, our gathering has enchanted many and even garnered a touch of virality, which brings both joy and a few unforeseen challenges. I think she's making that up.
I could be wrong. What's wrong with the virality? Isn't that a good thing?
Initially, we had set our sights on the enchanting castle venue with its grandiosity and charm working in conjunction with Beacon Park. Alas, after securing our deposit months prior, we were informed only on Tuesday evening that the park is unable to accommodate our needs for our guest. In light of this unexpected turn of events, we are thrilled to announce that we shall be relocating our gathering to a venue that promises to be even grander and more splendid than before.
What do you mean they can't accommodate? You're like, I think you would have discussed what was gonna be needed for accommodation.
Dude, what makes no fucking sense is like, okay, let's say it goes viral. You sell out. That's it.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's only a certain amount of tickets, so it's not like it's like you invited too many people. It's like you had a number.
Where it's just like sell the tickets, and it's like, oh no, we have too many people. Like, come on, just don't sell out or like sell more than you can handle. Like, this would have not been an issue.
Yeah, no, that's unreal. Why would you just now be finding out that it's not gonna work unless you oversold the tickets or you did something or didn't?
Sorry, I'm just realizing you're right. It was a month away. So they sent this on August 22nd and it was 2 days before the event was supposed to happen, and now it's happening on a Sunday, September 22nd, which just literally happened, which is why we're talking about it. Oh my god, why are they called Uncle and Me LLC? Like, I'm so confused.
I don't know, okay. But not the best name, I feel.
Guess she runs it with her uncle, but like, could have sat on that one for a hot minute. Anyway, people were not happy. I'm guessing, obviously, this person hinted that there was already red flags before, probably in their marketing, probably in things that we don't know about.
Well, and also, when you think about the fact that, I mean, the only marketing we did see very much relies on the venue, but now the venue is changing.
Yeah, I better be in a castle, bitch, because that's what I signed up
right?
for.
Right? Like, now it's just gonna be like a Holiday Inn.
But now comes the good part. The event happens, and no words can explain it, honestly. You just gotta see it for yourself. So this is our first look at the event. You tell me what it's giving. They're playing a Bridgerton sound that I don't understand. But if you look in the background, do you see anything other than people?
This is not a whole lot going on.
Not a table, not a curtain. I mean,
that brings us back to the earlier advertisement where I said it's, I mean, at least they weren't starting from scratch, but it appears at this location they were.
And I do just want to show you really quickly what people were expecting, because it's definitely not this. This is more what people thought they were
Shut
getting.
The fuck
Look
up.
At that. Look Shut at the up. Fucking not the swinging from the chandelier.
It looks like more like an Alice in Wonderland. Oh my god, no, this is intense.
Yeah, like the queen comes out, red fucking curtain, whole thing, feeling like you're in it.
Very different vibe.
Versus everybody just standing there like, what the fuck? And the only thing that makes it look like you're in Bridgerton is everyone else dressed like they're in Bridgerton, but you're in fact in Detroit.
It kind of looks like they all time traveled to the wrong place.
Okay, now we go into Nita, who I believe is the person we just saw on the dance floor showing us that video, and she does a little story time about it. She was very excited and just unfortunate.
All right, y'all, I just left the Detroit Bridgerton Ball, and honey, I got something to say. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. First of all, if y'all don't know, the event was rescheduled 3 days before it was originally supposed to happen. Then they said there wasn't going to be no refunds or anything like that, and that we going to see y'all when we see y'all on the day that we rescheduled it for. That already was some bull. Red so flag. Today is the day of the event. Okay, I'm super excited. I'm ready to go. Everything is getting in order. I'm getting my hair done, nails done, lashes done, makeup done. I'm ready to get it. So first things first, I pull up to the event. They're not even checking tickets at the door. Like, we don't stay in Detroit.
Shut up.
When I walk through the door, the event is so tight in here, it doesn't make sense. I'm literally like, excuse me. It's literally that tight in here. Then It's a 3-4 venue. There, it's literally so damn hot. It's already raining right now. So I'm already,
oh, no.
My curls is already, you know, in danger from that. But I come in here, I'm trying to wave my fan around just to be able to breathe properly. So then I'm like, okay, maybe this is just the first floor. And maybe once I get up to all the other floors, maybe it's going to look like an actual Bridgerton ball. And as I started to get up the stairs, I'm like, we're not watching the same Bridgerton show. Like, there's no way y'all are watching the same Cullen, Anthony, and everybody else as me. Like, there's no possible way. So I get up the stairs to the second floor, and tell me why every single backdrop literally looks like it came from Party City. I don't know if it was Party City, Rent-A-Center, Dollar Tree, the thrift store, if y'all printed them out yourselves. I don't know, but it's not giving Bridgerton. So not only that, not only are all of these backdrops looking like y'all got them from Dollar General, because you know they pop up everywhere, I'm literally seeing people so bored out of their mind that they're literally sitting on the floor on their phones. And matter of fact, let me show you.
Oh no.
So this is actually a video, but TikTok won't let me include it. These are people literally sitting on the edges of the room on their phones because this is literally how bored they are. Here are even more.
Oh my god, shut up. It's giving like VidCon or Comic-Con or something when people are like waiting for their panels or something.
The first thing I thought was like Playlist Live or
like
VidCon.
You're in a hotel and there's just tables and stuff that have been set up, but like until you're needed, you just are like having to sit there and wait. That's what
this
looks
like. Even on the like fan side of it, not even just the creators, like they have nothing to do until they're going to meet someone else. So everybody's just sitting down like bored. Wow, this is so bad.
Also, very well lit.
Oh my god, it's giving Quest Diagnostics Walmart lighting. Like, why the fuck? That's so weird.
Phones. Not to mention, all of these people at least paid over $150 for a ticket to come
That's
to this
absurd.
Bridgerton ball. I couldn't get pictures of everybody because I was trying my best to have a good time because I was very excited.
Angle.
But this is also another room where there are no chairs, by the way. Not to like these aren't people walking around in heels. But there are also other people. This is well into the event where stuff should have been taking place. You can't just say like, oh, we were running late. Like, this is well into the event. This picture, actually, I probably took this probably like the event started at 6. This picture was probably taken at about 9:30, literally. Sorry for anybody if they didn't want to be in these pictures. You can message me and we can talk about that. Now, this was the queen. This backdrop is honestly probably the best one that they had there. The best.
Shut the fuck up.
So this is what I thought was comparable to the Wonka experience, the backdrops.
You mean it not being tall enough and you could see the rods? Yeah.
Yeah, and not even being like well secure. Like, it looks like you just like threw something up on the wall.
And why the fuck is it glittery? That's not Bridgerton.
I mean, I'm not familiar, but it doesn't really give that kind of
vibe.
Did
you see the one that we saw with the like red curtain? That felt like a queen was coming out. This is like
more royal. Yeah, this is more tacky.
Yeah, exactly. And then she's on turf. Like, what? That gives Willy Wonka experience, actually, the fake turf.
Well, speaking of, that comes into play in a moment because I think she shows another backdrop.
They had the best one that they had. And no shade to the queen, but literally, I couldn't even get my bow in before she was trying to get me to pick up her business card and tell me about her business and how I needed to follow her on Instagram and tag her. Like,
Shut the fuck up.
I get it. Like,
what
you
is
got
her
your
business?
Business? But this is a Bridgerton ball. This is a classy Bridgerton ball. At least let me get my little bow in. That's why I didn't want to sit down next to her because I just didn't like the energy already. Here is one of the backdrops.
God.
Now, again, doesn't this look like something that your cousin had at her baby shower?
I think I said it last time with the Wonka experience thing too. It was like, it's giving not even like backdrop. It's giving that like material of tablecloth that's like for a birthday party. Yeah.
Well, and there is zero reason that it should have those creases in it. I mean, that's just absurd. You can't do that.
It's not even like pulled taut.
No, that was our biggest issue with Willy Wonka. Nothing was pulled taut.
The shower that she ran real quick to Family Dollar to get. Exactly. Here's another backdrop where
this
they have
bad.
Like a little photo booth.
I've seen this one a lot. Yeah. It's like a fake grass, but it's just so flat because it's obviously like vinyl. It's just so okay, bad.
Well, and this, another thing that reminds me of Wonka experiences, look how, like, what is that high ceiling? Like, if you don't have anything to fill a space, why would you pick a space that is, like, there's so much more to fill?
I feel like what happened here is that they oversold tickets, which is crazy. She was saying they weren't even checking tickets. They just wanted a shit ton of people there. And when that other venue found out about that, they were like, no, no, we can't do that. So they just wanted to get a bigger venue that could handle those amount of people, or that amount of people, but they couldn't fill it.
And they also then lost their deposit probably from the first place.
So they were already struggling.
Yeah. But yeah, so this backdrop barely is above the height of the person in front of it, honestly.
Yeah.
But also, that's not real grass, is it? That's just screen printed?
No, no, it's super flat. I have another angle in another video. It is the flattest shit you've ever seen, and shiny too.
So it's very much just like that rose one.
At this little photo thing, that's cute, but y'all can even have a real grass wall. My job has this. My job, okay, where I work at, has a real authentic grass wall as a backdrop, okay? Like, what are we doing here? Are we watching the same Bridgerton? I'm so confused. Then I was also under the impression that we were going to have actual, like, live music. This was the only person playing live music. There's three floors. Okay, I saw her maybe like twice throughout this whole time. And I'm telling you, I went up and down these floors so many times because I'm literally like, I'm going to find something to do on one of these floors. Like, there has to be something better than an event that I can regularly go to for the free. So I guess instead of live music, they just decided to put a bunch of these glow-in-the-dark speakers on every floor that you could barely hear. I recorded a TikTok, the TikTok that I posted before this. I recorded that, and I was able to hear the sound clearly. Clearly. That's why my lips aren't way too off, because I could kind of hear the volume of my TikTok playing from my phone over these speakers. Then I paid like an extra $40 to be able to take a picture. What? And this was what I paid $40 for. Again, this little red whatever from Party City, whatever this crap is that they ordered from Joann's or something online.
Yeah, I guess they sold it as a like exclusive picture package for Bridgerton.
Oh my God. Well, but even the main event said it was advertised to have professional pictures. It's like, those that we just saw are the professional pictures, and then this is the extra?
I believe,
like,
so.
Yep. That's insane.
This looks like this is a prom send-off setup. Like, what are we doing right now?
Why are all the lights
on? Not to mention that they don't even have a real legit way to send you your pictures. They were talking about AirDrop. They were saying AirDrop until people were literally saying, like, I don't have an iPhone. I need a different way to get my pictures. So then what you had to do was take a picture of their number on their little flyer that they had. I'm going to show you. This was the flyer that they had. They said, take a picture.
Not the advertising.
That is absolutely batshit crazy. The amount of things that take you out of the experience, if there even was an experience to begin with, the speakers, the shit that's so obviously like not
the speakers, the lights, the lack of decoration.
And now this, what is this?
Name brand. No, home of name brand. That's an interesting name too. Photography, videography, and then a giant phone number on the bottom.
Had to get the promo. Take a picture. You're gonna text this number, and then you have to send them the number of your picture in the on the camera. Like, so I had to take a picture of their camera.
I would lose.
So I'm gonna have to later on, after I finish recording this video, I'm gonna have to text this number with my photo number to be able to get my picture, like. Is this really giving ball, let alone Bridgerton?
I mean, also, is this giving you've ever had an event before? Like,
caterers, look what they have on. And not to mention, these not even the caterers. I don't know where the caterers are. But these are people who I guess were like decorating or doing something else. And they decided to step in and help out and serve the food. And they are wearing jerseys. First of all, anybody at my event, especially a Bridgerton ball, you will have a apparel. Like, you will have an apparel, a uniform that you will have to wear. Do not walk into my Bridgerton
strict
ball wearing
code, yeah,
a jersey and a yellow dress. No shade to the girls, especially the one in the yellow dress, because she gave me the number to the event coordinator that will be hearing from me. So no shade to her. The dress was cute, and she was cute too. But again, this is a Bridgerton ball. Look at how everybody else is dressed compared to them. Now, this is a table, as I'm standing in line to get my food, this is a table where everybody has eaten off their food, picked off their plates, and no one has come around to pick up the plates.
Also, that's a table where they've already eaten, but like there's a lot of food left on those plates, so I'm guessing it wasn't very good.
These are plates people have eaten on, used forks and knives, sitting around where people are standing in line trying to come around to sit down. So a lot of people had to move plates to the side. That's why you see some are stacked up, so you could come and sit down and actually eat your food. So all I'm going to finish this off, because this is way longer than I wanted it to be. Uncle and me, y'all really low-key scammed all of these people, because these people flew in for this event and paid hundreds of dollars on plane tickets, on dresses, on Airbnbs, hotels, rental cars, all type of travel necessities that you need, and they were ripped off. They did not get what they paid for. There was a program. Let me find it. First off, this was the program, didn't even know how to start it off right. Again, we not watching the same show. Where's the gentle at in the beginning of all of...
Oh, gentle is a thing.
I knew it would be. I knew it. I'm like, there's no way they just brought that out of their ass. But God. So,
I mean,
go well, you could say. One thing to know is apparently that violinist was made to play for 4 hours straight without a break. And apparently that is very not normal for a violinist. I mean, just the position you're in seems strenuous.
I didn't do it for too many years, but as a child, I did play the violin.
Did you?
My mom made me join orchestra. It was like, I want to say fourth and fifth grade. Quit when I went to middle school. Didn't like carrying the violin around. But No.
And also, apparently, she's a high school student. So
that's all they could afford.
I bet. Yeah. Now, this really rocked my fucking world. This is another, I guess, point of view.
This was my favorite.
It is just wow. I'm going to read you the text on screen because it has music.
The pictures are terrible.
Yeah. This is one of the pictures on the grass screen. This is how it comes out. Blurry.
Yeah. You know,
sad.
Like there's some things that like in real life, the backdrops don't look that great. But in pictures, it comes out well. Opposite. This looks much, much worse. And it already looked bad in person.
It says, come along. As I found out, I got scammed by Uncle and Me Bridgerton Ball. It says, this was at 7 p.m. Event started at 6 p.m. No security, no check-in, no organizer. Hadn't even walked in and over 60 people left. People leaving told me to just go bar hopping with them.
In their Bridgerton attire.
Oh, wait. What was that arch in the background? Look at that.
Oh, interesting.
It's giving incomplete on the top.
It's giving not cohesive.
It says, this is when I thought it couldn't get any worse. Little did I know. No food, no drinks, not enough chairs or tables, no performers, no organizer in sight. Just got here and everyone is telling me it's not even worth walking in. Okay, so this is the grass. You see it? Oh my God, it's like blowing in the wind. Hold on, I need to rewind that.
It's like just leaned against the wall.
And it has like ripples and it's so, oh my God, that's so ass. But they said they're trying to make the best of it. Me thinking it wasn't gonna get any worse. And then they hired a stripper. They hired a stripper.
I mean, again, I'm not gonna claim to be a Bridgerton expert, but stripper isn't really giving Bridgerton to me.
Yeah. First of all, the stage looks like it's not done. It looks like this is how it should have looked a month ago.
Why
when we were
are all of the lights on? I know I keep saying that, but like that's literally
step one.
Just fluorescent lights everywhere
to just like turn down some of the lights. But yeah, they just had
just
a stripper.
Dim them a little.
And it wasn't like a Bridgerton stripper. She wasn't wearing like garments that looked Bridgerton-y. It's
I
just
don't
a stripper.
Know if there are Bridgerton strippers.
I don't know, but like somewhat, you know, like garters and like no. Just
definitely, it's not on theme. No.
Attendees were saying the chicken was raw and cups were being reused.
The stripper is definitely that takes the cake.
The stripper was great. I was like, oh, no, this is really something.
In what world would have been like, okay, well, we don't have any entertainers, but you know what everyone loves? Strippers.
So then articles started coming out about this and people found out about the event in June, their little tea party moment that apparently did not go well.
Well, at the very least, it looks like it was at least outside, so it didn't. They didn't have to do as much decorating.
True. Yeah. There was this girl, Teresa, who said, I didn't go to the ball. I went to the Bridgerton Tea Party in June. She spent $120 per ticket for her and her friend to attend the tea party. Probably the first 40 minutes, I want to say, they had mimosas, but no food, no tea, no nothing. You know? Not the worst thing that could happen.
Every half hour they'd come on, they'd say the food's delayed, the food's delayed, the food's delayed, and there must have been 200 people there.
Oh my God, I'd lose it. I'm like, I've got to have food. So she went across the street to get potato chips from the gas station. That's not funny, but it's me. Literally, I would do that. Food eventually arrived, but they got none of it. And it wasn't just the lack of tea and crumpets that was problematic. When we got in there, they had a violinist. She was very good playing that period music. A DJ rolled up and it turned into a club. Excuse my language, but like like Patty said, you know you're bawling when you're at a tea party and you hear back that ass up.
Wait, what?
They put back that ass up at the tea party?
That's giving the same energy as like hiring a pole dancer. Like what?
How did you even get here? But she said basically that she would tell anyone to not waste their money on an event that Uncle and Me LLC has because you will not get what you're paying for. And I would say that that's pretty solid advice. She has not responded, by the way. She's in hiding.
Oh, wow. And when I just went to uncleandme.com.
What happened?
Looks like this domain isn't connected to a website yet.
Are we going
to
buy it? Wait, why are you saying that?
Like the website is no longer active.
Was it active in the beginning?
I mean, I pulled that link off of the advertisement.
Oh, shit.
Here, let me Google and see if one comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the website does come up when you Google, but is not active anymore.
Hi, girlies. Just wanted to chime in because I looked on the Wayback Machine and it looks like the website was active earlier this month. You know, before this dumpster fire of an event happened. Yeah, so I took a look and... just like their event, it leaves quite a bit to be imagined, but it does have the Bridgerton theme Ball Detroit on the front page. So I clicked on see details and luckily we could still go to that link too. And that is what brought me to this tickets page. And there's also an event description. Let's go over both. So first of all, this is for the rescheduled one. So this isn't like, oh, they promised some stuff that was only going to be at that venue and it's not going to be at the new one. No, no. This is the revised event. It says that the Bridgerton theme ball will take place at the Harmony Club on September 22nd, 2024 from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. midnight. So it's a 6-hour event, which already very long. The Netflix one? Apparently it's only 90 minutes. Come enjoy our Bridgerton theme ball with prizes, giveaways, and more. You'll also get the chance to win a diamond of the season. Suitors in attendance will have a chance to win $2,000 for best dressed. You know, we haven't heard about that winner, but maybe it'll come out eventually. Anyway, it says all tickets will be honored if you had purchased a ticket prior to the date change. Well, yeah. What do you mean it will be honored? No shit, I would hope so. Then it says, you're welcome. Yours spelled wrong. You're welcome to sell your ticket as well if you cannot be in attendance. You know, because they changed the date 2 days before it was about to happen. Yeah. Anyway, as for what the event includes, they list dancing, dance card. I don't know if that's a Bridgerton thing or what. Dinner, professional photo, singular, photo, valet service, play/performance. I'm assuming that was probably the pole dancer. Music and entertainment, which you saw. Single violinist and some speakers. Oh, and then I guess that pertains to the next one, which is DJ and performers. I don't think we actually saw a DJ, just the speakers, but definitely no performers, aside from, again, the pole dancer and the single violinist. And then it says bar access, which like, oh my god, I hope so. This part I found curious though. Dress code, Royal Court, Regency era, formal, Bridgerton, ball gown, Victorian era, no sneakers, no gym shoes, no sweats, no jeans. They don't say no jerseys though, so I guess the person serving the food lucked out. Yeah. If you have a medical condition, disabilities, and need assistance, please email us. If anyone did, I doubt they responded. This next one is crazy, though. We will have carriages as well. You may purchase additional tickets for carriage rides. Please reach out if you have any questions or concerns about the event. All ticket sales are final. Carriage rides? Must have missed that. But it does say, which legally good for them, this is an exclusive event hosted by Uncle and Me and not associated with Netflix. Then we get to the tickets. The cheapest ticket you can buy to this event that you just saw that like it was an empty room essentially. $119. That is the cheapest ticket. It is the Viscount or Viscountess. And it says this is a general admission ticket. It does not include dinner, professional photo, or valet service. I mean, it sounds like they weren't checking the tickets anyway, so I also don't think there was a valet service, but anyway. Viscount or Viscountess can purchase additional festivities at the event upon arrival. Does include play, performance, music, entertainment, DJ, performers, bar access, and access to castle. And again, I don't think they were checking tickets anyway, so for $150, the full experience. That's the lady or lord ticket. Then we have Duke and Duchess, which actually it says this is a ticket for two people. All genders welcome. It's a weird place to put that, but okay. So that's actually $250. So if you divide that by two, I guess that's I'm assuming it's like a full experience ticket, even though I think the experiences were all the same. But that's still $125 a person, so that's more than the first ticket. So then there's the Royal Court, which is $550, and that is for four people. Then there's the Royal Family, which that Instagram post said that they got. That's $1,000. For eight people. Then it has the carriage rides, where it says this ticket is for two people to ride in a carriage at the Bridgerton Ball, $20. And that is sold out on there, by the way. I did not see any carriages. Maybe we missed it, or maybe we didn't. And then it says upgrade your ticket. So I guess that's if you have the first ticket, you can upgrade it for $40 and then you get the full experience. Based on the TikTok we watched, I'm guessing that that just meant you got access to take that extra photo, which they then like couldn't even send you. And then lastly, we have VIP, which is $200. And that says it's the full experience mezzanine area. So I'm guessing that was just like access to another floor with nothing on it. That's absurd. Anyway, that's it. Just thought that was some interesting information. And yeah, okay. If you went to this, I'm so sorry. And if you didn't, congratulations. Okay, bye.
Since she's gone into hiding and turned off all her comments, the only update we have is that some of the attendees are like planning to do an event themselves. And they're like signing a contract with coordinators and like venues and shit like that. So we'll see if that goes well or not. That could also be problematic because it's not easy to plan an event. There's so many little things that go into that.
That's ambitious, but I mean, okay.
I mean, it can't be worse. Let's just be honest. Not fucking be worse than that. So that's pretty much it. A fun little topic. I loved that. It was like a mini little Willy Wonka compressed version. And I thought it was great. The stripper, I mean, that was everything.
How do you get to that point? That like, that doesn't strike me as like an intentional scam. So it's like, what are you doing?
It seems like she's been doing this for a long time. So I don't think she could even pull like, oh, I didn't know what it would take. Like you did. You've done multiple events that have all gone horribly. And you would think that one would learn from that. And she hasn't.
But you also feel like if they're doing that and they want to keep the scam going, they have to have the events be at least good enough that people aren't going to like literally make a huge deal and have it go viral and be like this.
I mean, the tea party went horrible and it didn't go this bad. So she's probably just gotten away with it and maybe thought that those people were being like haters. She could just literally think she's doing good enough. I feel like to be someone that could put on a show like that, like so many different little elements go into it. Like I just saw, do you know the Little Shop of Horror, the musical?
Mm-hmm.
So I just saw it, I think last weekend, and it was in like a circus tent in the middle of nowhere. And when I tell you like from every drape that they put to every little light, like you didn't feel like you were in a tent. You felt like you were transported and you're in the middle of fucking Georgia. That takes art and work and like she doesn't have it. Like she can't do that.
Well, and if you're gonna do an event like this, maybe pick a less ambitious theme than Bridgerton.
Especially because people are so passionate about it and it is so extravagant. It seems like she's more preoccupied with wanting to sell as many tickets as she can and then figuring it out on the fly than actually making sure that the people...
Or not figuring it out on the fly.
Or not, yeah. Then just like keeping it to a minimum, maybe like a 50-person event so that she can have like a really stellar event for that and then building it up from there. She just wants to go balls to the wall and it hasn't worked out. Anyway, but that's pretty much it. Bridgerton Ball, fun times. I loved that.
Jesus.
But before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that's OneSkin.
OneSkin is one of our favorites. We hadn't heard of them before, and then we started using it. It's a skincare line. There's the face moisturizer, there's an eye cream, there's sunscreen, which I actually use regularly now for like the first time in my life.
Not it taking a brand deal to get you to wear sunscreen, but period.
I know.
And the secret to OneSkin is their proprietary OS01 peptide. We've talked about it before, but it's scientifically proven to decrease lines and wrinkles, boost hydration, and help with the thinning skin that often comes with age. And honestly, it's something that you have to use over time. We've been using OneSkin, I want to say like over 6 months now. I recently reordered using our code, period. And honestly, I've seen a difference over time. I feel like I don't struggle with dry skin as much. I didn't really have a ton of wrinkles, but I do feel kind of, I don't know, youthful. One could say.
I have gotten Botox, but that only is in the forehead. So right. If you honestly, though, look back at earlier episodes, I'm just saying, I look a lot better now.
So if you want to get started today with OneSkin, you can get 15% off using our code DWKT over at OneSkin.co.
That's code DWKT at OneSkin.co. And after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them, and you're going to tell them the girlie sent you.
And thank you so much to OneSkin for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Now we are moving on to a not so fun. I mean, it's not a horrible, like super dark topic, but this lady pisses me off royally. Like my blood was boiling when I was watching these.
This is another thing that I just like, I watch it and I don't get it. I'm like, what is happening? How did we get here?
Do you guys ever check out Facebook videos? I try not to because it feels like I'm watching porn. Like every Facebook video, cooking I never or go not, on Facebook, feels so no. fetishy. Like it just feels like, what are you doing? Either it's like rage baity or fetishy. Like they're making a big mess with a lot of like whipped cream, and it just feels. Oh, I feels feel
like
we've talked
about that before, where it's like they make the entire meal on the counter, yes. and it's like you didn't. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, because
like,
it makes someone horny. Yeah, I don't know. But basically, who we're talking about is the clean girl. On TikTok, she has 2.9 million followers, and on YouTube, she has 6 million subscribers with 1.3 million on Instagram. So she's popular.
6 million?
Is that not insane?
How many views does she get?
She gets a lot on TikTok.
I know so. She gets a lot on TikTok, but yeah. YouTube feels like a weird place for her.
Apparently, our researcher said that her more long form content doesn't have her voiceovers over it. It's just kind of her doing what we're going to talk about, which is her cleaning graves. Now, I have run across a lot of grave cleaners on TikTok, more so before than I have now. I haven't seen any in a long time. But for the most part, when I do see them, they are people very respectfully, like both they will ask the cemetery or just ask for permission to do it, right? And then while they're cleaning with ingredients that are appropriate for the material of the headstones, because you can ruin, I think a lot of them are like limestone or some shit that can get wrecked really easily.
And I feel like separately from the grave cleaning niche, that apparently there is. Obviously, cleaning videos in general are huge on TikTok. And right. like, I've stumbled upon them, of course, as I assume everyone has, that it's like, they're satisfying to watch. And a lot of people yeah. will do either like, some people like go and clean
for free.
Like, exactly. Like someone that's like a hoarder or mm-hmm. just like has a really gross situation, they'll go clean it for free. Situations where it's like really, really extreme before and afters. And they're satisfying to watch. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
But then someone decided that this was going to be the new niche because graves do get quite dirty.
Yeah.
But just like you're saying, like permission wise, you have to get permission to clean someone's house. So like, I feel like those don't really run into those kind of like ethical territories. This is like, you're, why are you doing it?
I don't know that she doesn't get permission. And the reason we're talking about her is because she does it in a very outlandish way. She does it in a very disrespectful way. And it's caused a lot of chaos and attention. Does she clean other things other than graves?
Yeah. Because she has a cleaning product. That
oh,
she
I
cleans.
Know. Oh, I know, girl. I guess she maybe started off as a regular cleaner, which again, yeah, like popular I've seen her content do, like, makes
tires
sense.
Or like bathrooms, but yeah. also she'll like make messes. Like there's one that I saw where she's like making messes. Like she's like spilling paint on purpose all over like a white bathroom. And she's like, oops, it's so dirty.
It's the Facebook
and it
porn
literally
shit.
Feels like no, you're watching porn.
You. Yeah. But I don't know how she got into the grave cleaning world, but she's done quite a few of them. And it says here, as far as like cemetery rules go nationwide, anyone desiring to clean the headstones and markers in a cemetery should get permission from a descendant, the sexton, cemetery superintendent, or the town in that order. So you want to try to contact the family or like a gravekeeper or some shit like that. You can't just walk in there. And I don't know that that's what she does. I just have a hard time believing she gets permission because she's horrible. Anyway.
Wait, also wild. Her YouTube, she only has 7 videos that are like not shorts. And I mean, they're already pretty short. They're like the longest
one is
8 minutes.
So she just re-uploaded a bunch of shorts.
But yeah, it's shorts mostly. But if we scroll back, it starts with cleaning McDonald's bathrooms using only McDonald's menu items.
It's just about clickbait. Literally everything she does. I mean, she's a pretty girl and then she just gets like all cute, dolled up and is just like, let me clean your bathroom. And she talks very, very juvenile, I want to say. Just very yeah. like, here we yeah. go. And that with grave cleaning does not fucking mix. So this is an example of what, and I've seen her before as well, what is generally a more respectful way to do grave cleanings. Because I think in general, there's a ton of reasons why family may not be able to upkeep. I mean, maybe they moved away. There's just a ton of reasons, right? So it is a nice thing to be able to properly restore someone's grave, but you have to fucking do it right. And this girl does a lot of research. She'll talk about their life. She'll go into like records from towns and find out how they died and like what their history was, how they struggled or what they did well in life, and like really tells their story, which is, I mean, it's a pretty cool element to it, which is not the clean girl's order of operation, I'll say.
Clean girl's whole thing before was that she used to just go to fast food bathrooms, it looks like, or like Walmart bathrooms. So it was like looking for extreme. Her first grave one was cleaning graves on Halloween.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you see. So that's
and
not...
then that did really, and then that got 20 million views. And then
that was probably the
start
of it. Yeah. So this is from an account called Headstone History. We'll just watch a few seconds so you can kind of catch the vibe.
Susan Cash was born on May 3rd, 1842 in Johnson County, Illinois. She was the first of 7 children born to Nelson and Nancy Cash. Nancy's maiden name is unknown. When Susan was born, her father was 37 and her mother was...
You get it. She knows a lot of facts and like puts care and, you know, especially when she's talking about something like really sad that happened to them. It obviously like she understands that and does so, you know, but there may be people who are still not okay with this. That's fine with me. I really don't feel one way or another about it.
It's just, I think it's appealing to a much different audience because it's not very edited. It's not like showing like quick transformations or anything. It's like much more narrative historical based.
Yeah. And I know, I feel like it's this account that has specifically talked about the importance of knowing what cleaners to use on these headstones. And a lot of times it's not the initial, like the first pass that she does is not that like, wow. But then she'll come back like a week later because the sun works with the chemicals. So like, whatever. Like, she knows what the fuck she's doing. Clean Girl just comes in with her fucking pink. Literally, look at her bio. She comes in with this magic foaming cleaner. That's how she advertises it. So all you see her in all these grave sites is just like spraying pink foam everywhere. And it just pisses me off on
sight.
It's like
spraying it really fast and then scrub, 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 scrub. Yeah. And then like wiping it just away. Like, and water. Suddenly,
yeah.
Like...
And the only facts she knows are the ones that are on the headstone. And it's funny because she tries to act like girls like this where she'll just be like, this person was born on this day and her mom was this. And it's just all on the tombstone.
Like, and then she'll make like a really obvious observation. Like, she must have been a teenager. It's like, oh, yes.
This one is one that pissed off a lot of people. And our researcher put that someone said it's the 5 minute crafts of grave cleaning. And I think that that's genuinely really accurate.
Let's clean a random grave.
Okay, and what, I don't know, this like Pokemon style, like bowling. I choose you.
Yeah, that's so fucking already. And it's like, you know, you filmed it until it fell on the one that was the dirtiest. And that's just, I can't.
What do you think is buried here?
Just coming right in.
Yeah, so she just covers it with pink.
Like, that is so fucked up.
Who do you think is buried here? Like, she's acting like she's talking to literal children, too, which is
she probably
weird
is.
Because, like, why would children want to watch this?
Here. Let's clean it and find out. I have so many questions. Oh, how old is this grave? It looks like it's been here for 500 years. How did this grave get so dirty? Okay.
This pissed me off.
What?
So
the
obviously,
vacuum?
She's not vacuuming because that's not a thing. She's doing this to piss people off or just to garner attention. She literally could not care less. She just does it for shock value, and I hope she gets haunted. It's just, that's
well, and
nice
also, this
sense.
Grave looks like it's 500 years old. Ma'am, what?
She just, it's very, I'm telling you, very Facebook core. Like, this belongs on Facebook and only on Facebook. Actually, it doesn't even belong there.
Well, and it's also, it's very, like, I'm stupid and I'm new. Like,
can I vacuum this grave?
Like, no, bitch,
literally.
You cannot.
Look. There's a tree growing out of it. I love plants. This transformation is extremely hard for me, but I believe everyone deserves a beautiful grave. Okay, so I did some research. A woman is buried here.
Not the Dawn dish soap.
I'm surprised she isn't using, like, Clorox wipes.
Literally.
Here. And she has two brothers, just like me. I need to make her family proud. This is so satisfying. I wish I could live in the graveyard. Are you ready to find out who's buried here? Maria Lugo Texidor. She died on the 19th of January, 1990.
Even the way she's pointing to it, I'm just like,
it irks me. Like, and I can't, that's just gonna be the whole segment. It's just me getting pissed. Because she just
bothers me. Did she put fake flowers in there?
Probably. Okay, so that's a running theme that she does, and it actually really upsets me. You could clean a gravesite. If there's already flowers in there, leave them in there. No matter what, somebody brought those for them. Like, you don't know what the deal is. You don't know what the set, like, to come back and find out that the flowers you brought, someone took them out. And like, you just replace them with like the Michael special. Like, nobody asked you to do that. So anyway, that has 8.7 million likes. So you can imagine the views. And a lot of people are
60,000 comments.
Not happy. Someone said, why is everyone ignoring how she threw away the flowers? Those could have been a gift from the person who passed away's family. I'll never understand the people who say that this is disrespectful. She's cleaning a grave. It's an act of kindness. Something that the relatives did not care to do. So she does it. I don't see what... Okay, that is so... stupid. Like, that is the dumbest fucking argument I've ever heard. There's a million reasons. They could be medically disabled. They could be a million things.
She's
they could
not
be
doing it because she really wants to clean graves. She's doing it to get views and exploit this person who it's just like,
yeah. And she had a chainsaw while she was cutting down tree branches. People also pointed out that you can't clean graves unless you're hired to do so, which we talked about. But she says, I'm so glad I get to do this work for families. And it's like work or for you families. Showing up.
To also promote your cleaner.
Just to keep it in perspective, that video was over a minute long. That was part of the creator fund. She made thousands and thousands of dollars just on that one video. So she is not an angel. She's also promoting her cleaning product. So it's just,
That's the thing. I bet she makes a lot from it too.
Well, apparently I spoke too soon because I actually went to her website, you know, the Clean Girls Magic Foaming Cleaner. The website is actually pretty much just a landing page where it says join the waitlist. So you can't actually buy it yet. Nor does she have any kind of like timeline, like this is when you should expect it. For the past 9 months, she's been dedicating herself to testing and tweaking prototypes to create the world's greatest spray. The good news? I did it. The puzzle is solved. Now I'm working on getting this innovative product manufactured and out into the world. Stay tuned. It's coming soon. When is soon? Who knows? But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I actually may have noticed a few inconsistencies when I was pulling these assets and watching the videos back. And by inconsistencies, I mean something fishy is going on here. If you're like, Lily, what the fuck are you talking about? Don't worry, I'm going to show you. I have a few examples. So the video we just watched, where she was cleaning the grave that was the tile, I noticed that when she's spraying the pink spray, you know, her magic foam and cleaner that's coming soon. Well, first of all, I noticed that it was really fucking pink. I figured she was like upping the saturation or something. But then I started looking closer and I noticed that there's some weird stuff going on with the color. It's like the foam was blue and she made it pink while she was editing. So I was already suspicious about that, but then I noticed in the background. Anyone else find it a little odd that this headstone is just randomly turning pink? And then, oh, it's back to gray. Well, that pretty much confirmed my thoughts that she changed in post-production to pink because that gray does have hints of blue in it. And when she changed the hue of the foam, she didn't realize that that was changing in the background as well. And if you're like, Lily, what do you mean she's changing it from blue to pink? Well, let me show you. Here's going from pink back to blue. And I have to say, the blue does look a little more natural. Honestly, I probably wouldn't even be talking about it if I didn't see it blatantly changing in the background when it absolutely should. Like, there's no reason that should be pink. That's weird. But then on top of that, there's other weird things going on. And I'm not really sure what they all mean. So feel free to chime in the comments and pitch your theories. But let's move on to the more obvious inconsistencies, and this is fucking wild. The before and after, quite the transformation, but a few problems. If we zoom in, does anyone else realize that that is a full-on different shaped cross? Like, that's not the same cross from the before picture. But also, even the cross in the before picture, notice that the sides are straight. But if we go to this other angle of this same grave that she already used in a different video, notice anything different? Because there's little indents here, and they're not there for the before picture here. And they're also not there in the after picture. Like, that is a different shape. And there's so many angles, you guys, that I've pulled of this same cross, and that is not it. Like, that's not the same thing. And in addition to that, notice anything about the vases? Because those are not the same. Absolutely not. They're completely different. Like, anyone with eyes could see that. But then, if you look a little beyond the grave, you'll also notice the background looks a little suspiciously... Well, first of all, she would have had to clear so much shit out of this area to make it look like this. And she didn't. Because that also includes, apparently, a tree that's right there. So that seems like a quite the undertaking. But it gets even weirder when you look back at the other video that shows this same grave from a different angle and you see that there are other graves. Like, there is a wall directly behind this. Where did it go? Like, those are literally the same grave. What is going on? Okay, so basically I have a few theories. One, that she uses AI to not only make the after version look cleaner and like whiter, but then she also uses AI to make the before pictures look way dirtier than they really are. So it's like the most drastic transformation ever. And then back to the foam, my theory there is that she doesn't have this pink magic foam that she has perfected the formula to, and that she's using like just blue foam, which is pretty standard with cleaning products, and she's just turning it pink.
lastly, I guess I don't know if like she's bringing fake headstones. I don't know if that's just an editing error, but I don't know how you would just get a completely different shape. And same with the vases. So is she like replacing them in real life with different ones? I don't know. Frankly, I'm very confused, but there's a lot of discrepancies, and it felt like the more I watched, the more weird shit I was finding. But anyway, sorry for that rambling expose. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Please tell me what you think. I'm so confused. I want answers. Anyway, that's it. Back to us. Bye.
So now we go into her subgenre of grave cleaning, where she cleans babies' graves. And this is just extra for me. It's one thing to disrespect, and it's horrible no matter who it is, but to just go and disrespect babies' graves, fuck you, and you are going to get haunted. That's all I have to say.
Well, and she's only picking babies' graves so she can put baby grave in the title.
Oh, 100%. No, she's not doing it because she's some kind, look, listen to her voice while she's talking about it. It's like, what? This is so sad. It's like, girl, get a fucking grip.
The pink kills me.
I know, she's always wearing pink.
A baby was buried here. Today, I'm gonna clean his grave for free. Immediately, my mind filled with so many questions. What happened? What was their life like? What kind of pain did this family go through? This was extremely hard for me, but I knew I had to honor baby David by transforming his final resting place.
Okay.
Baby David was born on April 10th.
She's cleaning with Barkeeper's Friend, which don't do that, like the liquid version. Barkeeper's Friend is like an abrasive, like it polishes things, right? But yeah, if you like, put it on a stone like this that's so porous, like don't do that. But she's dumb and doesn't know how to clean things. I'm surprised she didn't use her little magical foam. Maybe it hadn't released yet. Another thing that people pointed out is she like, you saw those like blue flowers in the beginning and she just like, ah, get those out of here. Like maybe that mattered to the family and they left them. Like she's just so inconsiderate. Everything that is placed at a grave, I know that like, I think in the Jewish religion, they leave rocks and they leave them at the grave. Can you imagine her just like, anyway, like just move those.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't seem like she is like just really passionate about like she loves, no. Like a lot of people do like really like graveyards and stuff. And that doesn't seem like the case here. She's literally doing it because she came up with the idea for a Halloween video and then went like, from there. Ooh, and now good. She's just like, yeah.
This one pissed me off too, because it just shows that she just does, like, we already know she doesn't give a fuck. This one is like, oh, you really don't care.
A baby was buried here. I'm gonna clean her teddy bears for free. What do these stuffed animals really look like? Why are there so many of them? And can I finish before the cemetery closes? All I know is baby Genesis.
She is dousing all of these teddy bears that are dirty in chemicals, which you don't do. She's just scrubbing them super hard. They're old. They've been out in the weather. They could easily break. And then it's just like soaking them and putting them back. What if the family wants to keep them dirty in memory of the child, which like, yeah.
If like, it was like a dirty toy from like that the child, yeah.
Yeah. Or like just any, bro, just don't touch people's shit that's at a grave. If they have flowers and even if they're dead, they'll change them.
And you
they
just
want
know
to,
that
just
she isn't getting permission.
Oh no, she's definitely not.
Genesis was born October 4th, 2008. Oh my God. And she died the exact same day, October 4th, 2008. You guys, look at this cute Easter bunny. I can't imagine.
She makes me so angry.
You guys, look at this super even cute look at, like,
her,
bunny.
She's standing with like her toes turned in. It's yeah. Like, ooh,
nice small girl. Like, oh my God, I can't.
And the pain baby Genesis
look at how hard she is.
Through,
not the fucking kaboom.
But she's deeply loved. I have never seen a grave so decorated, yet so sad. I wanted to bring back some joy to her beautiful resting oh place. I want Genesis family to remember them as they were 15 years ago. Look at this cute little birthday bear. I had to keep going and make sure all of her little animals looked perfect, no matter how long this takes. Wait a minute, you guys.
Did she just show the cooter of the fucking bear? Look at how she's like turned it around and like touched his anus. Hold on. Like, why'd she do that?
I don't know.
But that's intentional. Like, I would say like, oh, maybe she didn't know, but she did know.
Well, yeah, it was a weird cut. But then also, I just hate the, I don't care how long this takes. Like, girl, you're not some martyr. Like,
she's
stop
been there
acting
for like 30
like you're
minutes.
Doing such a service.
Yeah, but this fucking like hand on the ass and gooch is weird. Disturbing to me. I'm telling you, Facebook porn core.
Wait a minute, you guys. This is a Valentine's bear. Oh my God. Each animal represents a holiday that Genesis missed.
Wow, you're a fucking
missed.
Genius.
This one represents her. I'm gonna do what I can to make her beautiful again. Thank you to everyone who follows and supports me to do these transformations.
I'm gonna move on from the baby stuff because it makes me so viscerally angry. It says, looks like she switched to cemeteries after being kicked out of Walmart for cleaning their bathrooms. And she had the nerve to do it without gloves. Oh my God.
Come with me to clean the Walmart bathroom for free.
You're cleaning?
She's gonna call security.
Within minutes, I was already caught cleaning Walmart's bathroom. When Rhonda, the employee, stormed out of the bathroom, I had no idea what would happen next. Was it okay for me to clean here, or would I be kicked out soon? I began to worry. All I knew was that this was one of the dirtiest bathrooms I had seen in a long time. This bathroom needed a deep clean, and I had no idea if I had minutes or hours to get the job done.
Okay. Oh my God.
Racing against the clock.
She's always racing. Something's always going down. Girl, who fucking cares? Not the 17 flower stamps in the fucking toilet.
Well, and I wonder, like, if, because on one hand, you're kind of like, well, why would Walmart kick her out for cleaning? But also, I feel like they probably have stuff where it's like certain chemicals, like that. They don't want to be liable for...
Cleaning in itself is low-key kind of dangerous because you can mix two cleaners, bleach and ammonia, and you create a gas, a chlorine gas, and you're going to die. Like, there is risks to having someone just dumping a bunch of shit in white. Like, just don't do that. You don't work here. Like, I feel like that's a liability.
Yeah, Walmart's weird. Like, no thanks, bye.
Yeah.
Where's the door doing? Oh, shoot, we do clean it. How do you clean it, though?
And kicked out again.
Oh, well.
What an ending. She's such a great content creator. Wow. Another grave one before we watch a few of her McDonald's journeys to top us off here. This is her cleaning another baby grave, and apparently it's bad.
Cleaning an abandoned grave. This is the tiniest grave I've ever seen. I wonder who's buried here. This is a baby's grave.
I'm gonna make it look beautiful again. Immediately, my heart filled with so many emotions. This grave makes me so sad. This is extremely hard for me. I just want to go home and pet my dog, but I can't stop. What? I need to keep going.
I just want to go home and pet my dog. Then fucking leave, girl.
Do us all a favor and you go do that. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. What the fuck? And her being like, I am so sad. Bitch, you don't sound like me when
every
I'm sad.
Every time she's that, so, yeah, like, are so you? Fake. Like,
let me cheer myself up with my pink foam.
I need to keep going for baby Luis Alfredo Lozada Ruiz. Baby Luis deserves a beautiful resting place. He passed away October 18, 1982. I tried to learn more about baby Luis. Who was your mom and dad? What was your life like? Did you have any sisters? But I found nothing. I can't imagine the pain your family went through. I hope they found their peace. I get to do these transformations because you support and follow.
Oh my God. Oh,
not the fake fucking flowers every time.
I can't. So that's her grave shit. And I mean, there really is no moral of the story other than she's horrible.
Wait, also, you remember I sent you that one that, because the first reason I had ever seen her was because she had done the video and it was like at night in a cemetery and there's like the shovel moves on its own.
Oh,
and like,
yeah,
the flowers
you told me
move
that.
And she does it, so it's like she doesn't point it out, but they're like those kind of like Easter eggs, so people are like, oh my God, did you see the shovel move? It's haunted.
She's playing with fire is all I'm gonna say. Like, you don't want to go there, sister. I think she's picking the wrong genre and it's gonna bite her in the ass. But I guess we're gonna watch some of her McDonald's cleaning journeys. So if she cleans with only McDonald's menu items, is she like shoving a bunch of McFlurries in the toilet? Like, what's the deal?
No, I think she's like scrubbing with a chicken nugget and stuff.
Oh,
I'm gonna clean this McDonald's bathroom using only McDonald's menu items.
Coke. This is supposed to clean toilets.
I actually have
to sit
that.
Here and wait. No dustpan, no problem.
But you have a broom. That doesn't count,
chicken
bitch.
Chicken nugget and a sponge.
Wow, wow, wow.
The French fry. A grout cleaner.
Wow.
Hey, you don't get to use that chemical. That's against the rules.
I can't.
Also, notably, she raw dogs everything. Just no gloves. She's just gonna... I wanted her to be with the chicken nugget in the fucking toilet. If you're gonna do it right.
That is 20 million views.
Of course it does. Why wouldn't it? I'm sorry, I'm such a hater when it comes to things like this. I'm like, why do you make so much money? That's not fair. Like, you are
well,
so
she doesn't
disrespectful
even have that many videos.
Yeah, but like, I'm thinking even just on her TikTok alone, millions.
No, I mean, these have millions made and millions of views.
Shorts pay really bad though. Why is she wearing that glove? Oh my God, that mask, she looks like she's in a porno.
I broke into my neighbor's house.
Oh, that is so porn.
I just found this key. I'm gonna break into my neighbor's house and clean his dirty, filthy bathroom for free.
He has no idea I'm here. And I don't
okay,
know how
yeah, you're not
going to
convince me she's not doing
home,
some fetish
small
shit.
Medium big.
Whoa, look at his toothbrush.
Let's test the toilet.
Wow.
Why is this toilet so dirty? I knew he needed my help, but I didn't know how. Until I found his key. No. Phew.
Yeah, definitely plumb.
This is my neighbor, George. I met him last week.
He's gonna think a miracle happened.
Oh, it's his truck. Oh,
who's in here? Hey, who are you? What are you doing in here?
It's just me, George. Just me, clean girl. I was just cleaning your bathroom. Do you love it?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to convince me that they don't have an OnlyFans where after they fuck. And you have to subscribe to your OnlyFans to see
it. I want to die. I hate it so much.
And that mask is not like... I mean, it had a dick-sized hole in her mouth. So like, yeah, no. Sorry. This is porn and it's fetish. And the fact that she included it with babies' graves and just went into that genre in general. Stay in your lane, girl. You are disgusting. Like, she makes me so angry.
Stay in your lane. Pull over. Get off.
Pull over. Get out of the freaking car. We're towing it. Like, yeah, no, seriously. She's a menace. But anyway, that's pretty much it. Clean girl, little venture. Hopefully never have to hear about her again. But I felt like it was too weird to not like talk that. About. I was just like, how have I never heard of her before?
I don't know. That's up there with my hatred for the Stanley packing videos.
Oh my god, Lily hasn't even told you about her.
I will save it for a time when we have more time, because I could go on for way too long.
Just know that if you pack Stanley's with a bunch of shit like lotion and you're on her hit list. she does
literally
not like
it makes
you.
Me so viscerally angry I have like rage fill my body.
So my wheel of the internet is kind of silly, but it reminds me, well, of my life every fucking day, but mostly of when I'm editing, and I just wanted to give you a little glimpse of what that looks like. Do you know that song that goes, you're gonna miss this, you're gonna want this back, you're gonna wish these days?
No.
No? The country song that's talking about, like, basically you're gonna miss when your kids are so young, because it just passes so quickly, and then this is my life.
You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish you had it gone by so fast. These are the good times. So take a good look around. You may
the baby
not
getting like progressively more pissed.
Now, but you're gonna
miss. I'm just waiting for her to start crying too.
No, you know, there's two different moods. Either one, I'm sure she's had those moments, you cry. The other ones are that mood. And me and Nassim have that a lot where we just look at each other and we're like, yeah, yeah, here it is. This is our
this
life.
This is so fun. Have kids, they said.
Literally, her shoving whatever cake or something into the toddler's mouth so he would shut up and he just keeps crying with it open. That's Amelie. It's a tough time and maybe I will miss it one day. But right now, it's hard to fathom.
You're like, or we could get past this stage.
Literally,
I'd be okay with that.
Nassim has always been that way. I've been more sentimental where I'll be like, oh my God, they're getting so big. He's like, good. Like, it's great. It's great that they're growing up.
Good,
that's
I
what
I talk
want.
To them.
But that literally, I had to invest in the Sony XM4 because they have such good noise canceling, because I will be editing and they are both just screaming because one of them took the other person's shit and I'm just not... I'm like, you know what? I'm not involved in this. This is not my life right now. And I just blissfully put my headphones on.
I don't envy you in those moments.
Anyway, my life is interesting. What's yours? Your we love the internet, not your life.
Not interesting. I was talking to a friend the other day and they told me something that was like super wild to just like, I was like, I'm going to need more frequent updates because I live a very boring life. So I just assume everyone else is living a boring life. And then you tell me something like that. And I'm like, what do you mean?
I do live a very boring life. Just an overstimulatingly boring life. Chaos.
That's how my life used to be with my neighbors. Which, guys, if you want to see me in like my lowest point, my neighbor video on my personal channel, I rewatched some of it the other day and it brought back just feelings that I haven't felt since I left. And oh my God, they were insane.
They didn't have kids, right? Until much later.
They had cousins and nephews and they were over quite a bit, a lot of family gatherings. But I was just overstimulated from that noise all the time, which I mean, range of kids to just them being assholes.
You start though, just tuning it out. I mean, not your situation because it's like you don't know them, but like when it's your own kids, you just start tuning it out. Not that you don't like listen to them, pay attention, but you just have to for survival. It's like a frequency.
No,
and
I also, I always said, I think it would have made a huge difference, like if I knew what was causing the sound. But it just seemed so absurd to be happening all the time for so long that I was like, it would drive me crazy. Okay, so the caption says, a few months ago, Dad lost his best friend, his dog, Micah. Micah went everywhere with him, accompanying him to work on the farm every day and even riding the equipment with him. She was by his side from the moment he got up until he went to bed. Her loss hit him hard and he mourned her deeply. His granddaughter discovered a litter of puppies that were born on his birthday, and it felt like a sign. She decided to keep it a secret for over 2 weeks. Then she and her family took a road trip with her daughters to pick out a puppy. When the time came, she delivered the new puppy to her papa. The family anticipated an emotional reaction, but what they witnessed exceeded their expectations. Despite his tough exterior, Dad's big heart shone through in that tender moment.
Aww.
And it's this man getting this puppy, and it's just the, I'm gonna cry thinking about it. We haven't even started watching it yet.
What's that?
A puppy.
Puppy?
Yeah.
Oh my stars.
Oh my stars, he said.
We worked on this for a couple of weeks.
Oh my god, I'm crying.
It's a he.
Yeah. He's a he.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh my gosh. He needed it so bad.
I know. Oh my god, I'm crying.
That was so cute.
Anyway.
I can't. Now I'm sad. Well, happy, I guess.
I'm sorry. It's happy. I mean, I'm literally crying.
Yeah, it could go either way. You never know. Someone who loses a pet, getting them a puppy is kind of a tricky thing, but it seems like he really needed it.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Okay, well.
Sorry, that wasn't, it's happy, but it was still sad. Anyway. That's it.
Yeah, that's all we got for you guys. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. By the way, I survived the hurricane. I'm filming this after. Some people messaging me. And yeah, it basically missed us last second. I mean, Atlanta got hit pretty hard, but we were fine.
She was not feeling super positive going into it. So.
No, I thought I was going to die. Did I tell you that I thought I was going to die?
Yeah, and I said, well, you can't die. We can only have one Bruce Willis.
You're like, I need you for the show, bitch. Don't die.
They need you. I wouldn't be here.
But anyway, if you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you very much as always. And I hope you had a great weekend and have a great rest of your week. And as always, we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Not always. And this probably is going up late. We're sorry.
Oh my God. Bye.
Cheers.